Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 7th through 9th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. OSU Extension Seminar scheduled for Thursday and Friday, and $1,000 in show bucks given away daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for full details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
Well, farmers and ranchers have the chance to earn a little bit of extra income from carbon credits if you know what you're doing. I had the opportunity to visit with Chief Sustainability Officer at the National Pork Board about those carbon credits and how ag producers can earn money with it.
Basically, from my perspective, another commodity that a farmer, producer, rancher could develop and then be compensated for a practice that reduces carbon or that sequesters carbon. So let's take a couple examples. One example might be changing from conventional tillage to reduced tillage. That reduces the amount of carbon that escapes the soil, so that carbon that's saved would then generate a carbon credit.
When the time is right for a producer, Burr said they had the opportunity to sell those carbon as a commodity to help CPG meet a climate goal in the future.
The opportunity and just beginning in this space, learning in this space, so that when the time is right, and the time may be right now for a producer, you can sell a carbon credit today if you want to. But the opportunity is to be able to sell that commodity either today or in the future to help a CPG meet a climate goal in the future.
To learn more about carbon credits with Jamie Burr, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, I know you're excited about Thanksgiving dinner, and so am I, and you'll be even more excited about this. Thanksgiving dinner is down slightly from the record high that we saw back in 2022. This is a 4.5% decrease from last year's record high average of 64.05. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 38th annual survey does provide a snapshot of the average cost of this year's classic holiday feast for 10, which now is $61.17, or less than $6.20 per person. Thanksgiving meal is still 25% higher than it was back in 2019, which highlights the impact high supply costs and inflation have had on food prices since before the pandemic. The centerpiece on most Thanksgiving tables, which is the big fat turkey, helped bring down the overall cost of dinner. Average price for a 16-pound turkey now $27.35, which is $1.71 per pound and down around 5.6% from last year. The shopping list for Farm Bureau's informal survey includes turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, and pumpkin pie with whipped cream, all in quantities sufficient to serve a family of 10 with plenty of leftovers. Now, doesn't that sound delicious? You've got farm news on Ron. Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.